Virginia, I was frozen to the wheel. I hit Chattanooga when it started to snow. Montgomery, Alabama was freezing cold. I had to change. I had my foot on the gas, my hand on the wheel. I never stopped rolling till I got to Mobile. I stopped in New Orleans, then I headed back home. It was Beaumont and Houston and San Antonio. Baby, I had to change. Well, it was time for a change. I went to a dance up on the north side of town. I seen these teenagers jumping straight up and down. I told a little woman with her hair dyed green, baby, I'm just a fool about shaking that thing. Let's change. Well, I'm back from New York City where they write the news. Back home in Texas where we're just jamming the blues. Sooner or later we'll all be doing the mashed potatoes. Slip, slop, flop, bop, and the flies. Oh, honey, let's change. Well, it's time for a change. When I got back home, it was a quarter past four. I found where my woman had left a note upon the door. She said, look here, Stevie, where you been so long? I peeked through the window, and I found out she'd gone. Made a change. She took the diamond, she took the car. She took the sugar, left me holding this candy bar. She took the groceries all off of the shelf. She took $1,000, she turned around and left me the change. Cold-blooded, you know she left me the change. My baby was gone and I couldn't sleep at night. That's why you can find me about 4:30. Standing in the kitchen with my hand on the refrigerator door. I thought I might find a midnight snack in there, something that would help me sleep. Wasn't nothing in my refrigerator but that same old fossilized onion and that jar of Goulden's mustard that I'd bought back in 1972 before they changed the label. And a bunch of celery that had been standing in that plastic cup for so long that it had discorporated on a molecular level and reincorporated with an intelligence of its own. And celery spoke to me and it said, look in the back, Steve. Look in the back. So I looked in the back and what do you think I found but a tool kit. Down in Texas, what we call a tool kit. It's a half a pint of Smirnoff vodka and a six-pack of beer in a little brown bottle. And in no time, I was asleep, and I started to dream. And when I awoke from my dream, the Oldsmobile parked in my driveway had turned into a 1963 Cranberry and White Ford Fairlane 500 with a small V8 engine that made me feel good. So I got outside. And I got inside, and I stepped on the starter, and I started. And I turned on the AM radio, and what do you think I heard on there? Slim Harpo, Lazy Lester, Ronnie Self, Johnny Horton, and Chicken Chuck Carbo and the Spiders, and they were singing, it's the real thing, it makes my ding-a-ling ring. All that excitement kind of made me hungry. So I drove my 1963 Cranberry and White Ford Fairlane 500 with a small V8 engine down to the corner where the Golden Arches used to stand. But they'd crumbled to the ground, and they'd been replaced by a plywood and tar paper shack. And there was a sign painted on the side of that shack in yellow house paint that said, if you like cooked meat, that's your business. But if you love good barbecue, that's Bob's business. Welcome to Barbecue Bob. There was a roll-away sign in the dirt parking lot outside that plywood and tar paper shack. You know the kind of sign I'm talking about. It's yellow with black lines and little wheels on the bottom. It's got a big arrow on the top with red and blue and green lights that seem to be going around and around, but actually they're just going on and off. That's a whole nother song right there. You can rent one of these signs and make the message of your choice with the boxes of letters they give you. But when you go to sleep and close your place of business or whatever you got, you might as well take those letters off that sign, because if you don't, sociopathic teenagers will come in the dead of night and they'll steal the letters off your sign so that they can make dirty words on the rollaway sign out in front of the church in the little town where they come from. But you know, people, if you've been in enough dirt parking lots outside of enough plywood and tar paper shacks, in enough. 1963 Cranberry and White Ford Fairlane 500s with a small V8 engine. You can read those signs whether they got all the letters on them or not. And this particular sign said, "Welcome home, Steff Jam. We all waiting on a chain." You know I left New York in an Oldsmobile. I made it to Virginia, I was frozen to the wheel. I hit Chattanooga when it started to snow. Montgomery, Alabama was freezing cold. I had a change. I had my foot upon the gasoline. My hand was on the steering wheel. I never stopped rolling till I got to Mobile, Alabama. I stopped in New Orleans, then I headed back home. It was Beaumont and Houston. Sealy, Columbus, Schulenburg, Latonia, LaGrange. Austin, Texas. Come on, baby, let's change. Well, it's time for a change. Sure enough, baby, let's change. Well, it's time for a